Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, welcome again to our show. We got an interesting roster of guests, as I mentioned, but always a pleasure to kick off with a dear friend of mine based on the East Coast, Bruce Frankel, author of the book, What Should I Do with the Rest of My Life? How are you this morning, Bruce?
I'm great, Zara. How are you?
Oh, we couldn't be better. Any snow back east yet?
No snow. It's a little cold. I'm up in Boston today. It's a little cold today, but it's beautiful and sunny.
And fresh. That's great. Well, you know, Bruce, as always, we love to tap into this subject of positive aging, and whether that be the conversations we've had about your book and the 12 people you featured of doing extraordinary things after age 60, or the advice you've given us about health and wellness and the like. And I know recently we've kicked back and forth about the profound impact that caregivers are feeling, the stress and the like of shouldering in the working environment. So the whole dynamic that you feel right now, that a new environment regarding healthcare, isn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, I was thinking a lot about, as we talked last time, about the burden on, increasing burden on caregivers, 61 million around the country who each year take care of somebody, I think 40-odd million who regularly do so. It's a lot, and it's only going to get more intense in the coming years as the boomers age. So, is related to that, I started looking at some of the advances that are quickly occurring that are going to may help modify this and potentially help caregivers, help people maintain their own health better and lighten the burden and live happier, more fruitful lives as they age, and also lighten the economic burden, and that's technology.
Well, you know, I also liked how you were calling this now the era of global aging as opposed to just global warming, right? And in fact, we can't train enough doctors or nurses to catch up with the demographic realities that are hitting across the globe.
That's right. And you know, I won't take credit for calling it global aging. Other people have, but they've compared it to global warming, that it, in fact, is as significant in many ways and just as urgent, because the population is aging, not just in the United States, but across the globe. And we can't possibly, as long as we remain a hospital-centric, doctor-centric culture, we're going to be in trouble. And so there's a big movement afoot to help people to maintain their own health and manage their own health care and help those who love them and care about them to do that as well. And one of the ways in which that's going to be facilitated is through technology. And I know people have a lot of concerns and fears and reactions to any further intrusions of technologies, but this is a area where technology may really make some major easy improvements in people's lives.
And so, you know, Bruce, this is not the stuff of science fiction right now, right? I mean, some of the technologies you're going to talk about are here, available here and now. In fact, I think you're actually reviewing some of them, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I'd be love to talk a little about some of them. And no, it's not the stuff of science fiction. In fact, most of the technology is already technology that's been around for a bit, that we see in iPhones and tablets and so forth and other ways. But is now, for the first time, really, other than, I'll talk about one place where it's been used for a while, but is really being joined to help people for the first time and market it. So, you know, we could begin by talking about one device. There are about four or five that I'd like to touch on. One is something called Sonamber, which is made by a Durham, North Carolina-based company called Palm Devices. And this is a basically a 7-inch LCD touchscreen tablet-based design that's built in with cellular communications. And it's a well-being monitoring system that tracks daily activities, medication routines, and appointments, and so forth. And as with many of these devices, interestingly, the founders of many of the devices, people who are prominent in the tech world, mm-hmm. are themselves, of course, dealing with the issues
of aging, sure.
Of aging and having aging parents. And so, in this case, the CEO, Ajit Penza, found himself dealing with an aging mother-in-law who was at great distance, who he cared a great about. He invented Click to Talk originally, and he came up with Sonamber. And, you know, it allows people to periodically, a user, and what he did was he simplified this tablet, so it makes it really easy for someone to use. They don't have to be online, they don't have to have a cell phone, it works straight from the device, and they could send periodic status updates or alerts to their caregivers or family members, or it will do it itself as long as it monitors various things, so including medication reminders, mm-hmm. and it has senior-oriented personal emergency response. It can send emails, very simply pre-canned emails. It's, you know, so these user-friendly devices that don't take a great deal of training. You don't have to set up a computer or so forth, but, you know, in this case, it has a panic button that can be worn as a pendant or on this device, which is like, looks no more than a picture frame next to your bed or on your desktop. So that's, you know, and it can send out these pre-canned choices so someone doesn't have to actually sit there and type a whole message if they want to send to a caregiver. It could just hit a button and it sends out attention needed or pick up food on way home or everything's okay. So that, we know, will give a great deal of comfort to people in a device like that. Now, the cost of that, you know, the cost on these devices, of course, vary. That one has a cost of about $540 for the device, and then it has a monthly service cost to it. There's another device made by a company called Independa, which has a system called Artemis, and mm-hmm. it connects sensors that monitor vital signs and safety and home conditions, all by the wireless hub. Like Sonamber, caregivers can trace what care recipients, their well-being remotely. So I can be here and my mother's in Florida, and I can know that everything is okay.
Yeah, and I think for any of us that are managing people remotely or staying connected with our remote family members, that's important. But, you know, even as we talked about in the last segment with you, this idea that employers are coping with not just absenteeism of employees, but presenteeism, meaning that even though they're physically present on the job, they have to handle, or there's so much angst in the course of the day if they're caring for an elderly member, and you're saying this is something that will be a spot check device that, you know, is an assurance that you stay connected.
Well, huge. And, you know, so if someone's at work and they're worried whether their parent or their person that worried about getting care right. has taken their medication, or how their blood pressure, they left in the morning and their blood pressure was elevated, what happened to it during the day, rather than being on the phone with them or their caregiver or trying to track down health professionals, these devices will track blood pressure and so forth, and they're uploaded, many of them, through cloud, and can be accessed with proper, you know, given permission to health providers, go directly to a doctor's office. And so there can be this open net of communication that occurs where people can, where health professionals and caregivers can monitor and receive alerts, and also, most important, people can also manage their own care. One device that I particularly like, which was just came out this month, is something called Telcare, which is a wireless diabetes or glucose meter. Now, glucose meters have been around for a while, but this one is the first one that it connects to the cloud through an iPhone app, and it offers huge benefits. Now, the head of this company that is a guy named Dr. Jonathan Javitt, who taught it at Johns Hopkins and was a researcher in particular years ago in the economics of diabetes, which is...
That's extraordinary. We know that's a challenge here in the States. Bruce, you know, the other piece of it, and again, these are all new devices, but I know you and I were talking about the fact that actually, you know, the Veterans Administration has been working, you're calling this telehealth care, which I think is a really interesting phrase, of course, that they've been doing this for decades, haven't they, or at least the last decade?
Well, yes, they've been doing it for a while, and not decades, but they have had a program, and they have about 65,000 vets enrolled in the program using these systems, and they found, of course, that there's been an enormous benefit both to the health of the vets who are involved and in the cost. And the cost is, you know, a huge thing. With, just to go back to diabetes for a second, we know that diabetes accounts for 1 out of every 10 health dollars spent in the U.S., and it affects 28 million people nationally, I think, is the number. And so you can imagine when you start to modify behaviors, and they found in Veterans Administration studies that by having these kind of this kind of connection, people's behaviors do modify. People are able to track what's happening to their own health and have a connection to someone. They don't have to go to a doctor's office to and incur an expense for that support to occur, or for someone to alert them when something has happened. So the possible savings are enormous. Someone said that, you know, actually the total savings to the U.S. economy as these things come online is somewhere around $1 trillion. Now, that's not all health care, because healthcare costs are only, I think, only about $2 trillion in the United States. But, you know, in terms of when you start to add in all the things like transportation to get to doctor's offices and all the ancillary costs that people have, there's that. But,
well, you know, I think the other piece of it, too, is the idea of staying out of the hospital is as much to manage the cost side as well as your emotional well-being. But then also sometimes you get sick because of something you might pick up in the hospital. So it isn't necessarily always the healthiest place to go that you can self-regulate. You know, the other thing I thought you were going to say, because this idea of shifting behaviors, you know, it's the classic thing, whatever you measure, that's where you're going to get results. So, you know, for any people, for example, that are thinking they want to go on a diet or cut back the amount of chocolate they eat, if you start keeping track of the amount of your chocolate you eat, you're automatically going to eat less chocolate, right, if you view that as a demon you want to cope with. So I suspect as well for people who have the need to even have their blood pressure checked, right, on a regular basis, that it can help kind of help us step back and say, wait, am I doing things that are stress-related, that are causing the blood pressure? Have I really looked at the amount of alcohol I'm consuming or the amount of sugars I'm ingesting or carbohydrates, right? I mean, that's part of this, this double looping, that if I walk around with a health sensor on me, that when I start getting into a situation that's stressful and I can see my blood pressure going up, you're going to start doing mindful techniques eventually. You're going to train yourself to even make that automatically happen, so sometimes you don't even have to wear the sensor.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that, you know, every study has shown that as people, when people pay more attention and become more conscious of what's going on, they tend to, you know, are more likely to take action on their own behalf. And they benefit. You know, there are just tons of studies that show that, you know, in something like the Telcare's glucometer, it has very simple visual graphing that occurs. So it doesn't take, a lot of these devices have made what's complex into very simple visual information. So it, really anyone can read it and understand it. You know, it also offers, as I was going to say, this world that's opening up offers tremendous economic opportunities.
Well, business innovation, yes.
Business innovation and new places to create businesses because, you know, as we said earlier, we're not going to be able to train enough doctors and nurses to care for the aging population if we continue down the model that we've been before. But so as we employ new methods like these, we're going to need people, though, who can help train, set up, interact with the information in different ways.
Also, you know, we've focused a lot of these telecare devices on the aging. I can well imagine also for children, particularly children with diabetes, you want your child to be mainstreamed in a conventional schooling system. Well, now you have that opportunity with Assurance, if they're not of the age to be able to self-regulate, that they could do that.
Absolutely. When I spoke to Dr. Javitt about telecare, one of the very first things they said to me about when I asked him the response he was getting is the, you know, the great response he's getting is from mothers who call him and say, you know, I can't believe I've had to live without this because they can see what's happening to their own children during the day. They don't have to wait breathlessly to get an update, you know. There's another and another device that are or thing that's happened this week, which I like a lot, is something called Care Zone, which is a has been launched by former Sun Microsystems CEO Jonathan Schwartz, who kind of, you know, as you know, Sun Microsoft Microsystems was bought by Oracle 2 years ago, and he's kind of gone in a totally new direction for him because he too was dealing with. He's 46, his parents are in their 80s, they moved out to California, and he found himself doing a lot more managing of and worrying about his parents' health and how do you take care of all the information.
And in fact, and for those who wouldn't recognize Sun Microsystems, those of us in the engineering world, those are, of course, where they are the very high-end design systems that carried 3D solid modeling through a variety of generations. So, you know, here's a man that's grown up business-wise in the whole space of managing data, and what a great opportunity I can imagine for his career to now focus that in a way that can benefit, you know, the life sustainability of people, let alone manage cost.
Yeah, I mean, it's and his idea is really, you know, he basically has taken $2 million of his own money out of his own pocket. There's only 7 employees now. They just launched this, but his notion was what Care Zone allows is it allows people to upload their private information for, particularly for healthcare management, but really for anything, and be able to store it and share it in a very private way without the intrusion, without using email or social media companies, which, you know, privacy is really toxic to those companies, whereas this is a purely private information sharing mechanism.
You can see the possibility of managing data. Well, Bruce Frankel, thank you so very much. Bruce's book, again, What Should I Do with the Rest of My Life? Also following here on our show, you can go to brucefrankel.com to learn more about the variety of things he's researching, getting involved, writing about, and critiquing. Also, I know that there's a lot of incentives going on for those in that creative space. The XPRIZE Foundation is out there. They want to co-sponsor a $10 million award for the best mobile device, allowing consumers to diagnose their own diseases. So there's a lot moving in this telehealth care field. And, Bruce, thank you so much today for opening our minds to that.
Thank you so much
Great.
For having me.
You betcha. Talk to you next month.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it. Going places you hadn't dreamed were possible.
The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, 877-544-2580.